Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
508 DGS, happy Monday. What a crazy week. It's going to be 85 degrees on Wednesday?
Thursday.
Thursday, and then down to zero by the weekend.
I was looking, now Dave hates this, but I was looking at my phone and it was like 40 40 85 40 40, 40.
Weird. So we reported in the last hour that Jeffrey Toobin, who is CNN's go-to legal analyst, he's the one who wrote the book on OJ and became rich from that, Harvard grad, well-respected guy, has been suspended by the New Yorker, where this is main gig, because he showed his penis on a Zoom call. He didn't just do that.
Yeah.
So it was a Zoom call where they were doing a mock-up of the presidential debate. Someone was playing Biden, someone was playing Trump, and he was playing with himself, looking into the camera.
No. Yep.
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
He was supporting little Joe Biden, and people were just watching him go crazy.
He was biased to one side, if you know what I mean.
Yes, he was.
So he thought the camera was off?
He said he thought that he had muted him on Zoom and no one could see or hear him, and it was just bad timing and a bad mistake.
But, what? Like, why were you in that meeting
Thank you.
Yeah, he was supposed to be in that meeting.
Yeah. He was.
But
he
just thought he would.
He thought his camera was off and the microphone was muted. He thought he was just,
so to say, it's bad timing.
Listening.
Yeah. It's not bad timing.
No.
You
were
doing that during work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
You were working.
Right.
And
right.
You decided
it,
to.
It was bad timing in the sense of he shouldn't have been doing that at work.
Yeah. It wasn't. Yeah.
Wow.
I believe him that he wasn't trying to show everyone.
Sure.
No,
however,
he likes his job.
Yeah. However. Yeah.
That is a level
of
recklessness.
We have we have lots of
problems. What do you do with that? What do you do with that?
Bungee jumping without a
There's
cord.
Nothing wrong with doing what he did.
Well,
natural part of life. That is wrong to do it in front of other people who don't want to see it, as we've learned. And you got technology involved. Let's just assume it's a mistake. They investigate. He wasn't trying to show himself. What do you do with that?
I mean, he should be fired. He's taking company time. I'm assuming he was being paid for his time, and rather than being engaged in the debate,
he certainly wasn't doing.
Engaged in a different sort of debate with himself.
Right.
Yeah. It's. Yeah. I think if you do that at work, you need a lesson in taking work a little.
You should
more
be careful what you say right now. You don't want it coming back on you.
I don't see how he could be taken seriously within that company.
It's the Andrew rule.
Exactly.
I don't see how he could be taken seriously within that company anymore.
It's hard to be taken seriously at all anymore.
And if that happens, and I think we're giving him a little more leeway because of who he is, if there's a Zoom call for the regional McDonald's managers and that happens, you're getting fired.
Yeah.
There's no bad timing. There's no, I thought the camera was off. No, you thought that this was an appropriate time.
Choking the McChicken.
To do this. It's not. You're not paid to do this, and you have scarred your coworkers in the process. You gotta go.
And just because it was unintentional doesn't mean, I mean, it
this
still happened.
Exactly.
It still happened.
Yes.
You didn't mean for it
Correct.
To happen.
Correct. Yeah.
But it still happened.
What are you doing?
And you didn't mean for it to happen is a weird thing to say, too, because it's like...
You have to pay the price for your mistakes.
Yeah, like, you meant to do it, you just didn't specifically mean for everyone to know you were doing it.
You didn't fall and your pants slipped down.
Right. Yeah.
It's unfortunate timing, but that's the only time I could get that scheduled in was during the debate meeting, so...
You must have loved that mock-up.
I had to double up on a couple things on the schedule today.
Yeah, I don't even... Nope.
Just let it go.
It's best to just
let it go.
Shut her down.
But yeah, and the investigation is funny too, because like Rachel said, like there would be if this happened to somebody who works at McDonald's, there would be no investigation.
You're right.
There would be no pending further. We're gonna look into this a bit.
Well, and like I said earlier, it's totally different if he thought the camera was off and he was changing clothes really quickly. That's an honest mistake. It's not necessarily inappropriate to do that while you're listening to your coworkers talk. The other thing, just don't do that.
Yeah, looking into the computer.
Yeah, he was making a statement.
He was multitasking, and
he was making a statement too.
Yeah, he was. He just didn't want anybody to see it.
What statement was he making?
She has something we don't know.
Well, I'm just saying he was.
We know what he was doing, but I've never thought of it as making a statement.
He was to all those people around him. He just didn't want to be seen.
Do you think he was getting a charge
out of the fact that it was during a meeting?
Yeah, I think that's a large part of it.
I just said it. Fine. I'll say it.
Yeah, that's where I was not going to go. Yeah. But now that we're there.
I thought something even
he's getting
darker.
So, there's motivation in there somewhere.
Well,
yes.
So before, like... Some of the people on the meeting were suggesting that maybe he was looking at a different thing on the screen. So it may not have been like the court proceedings that were getting him all riled up. He may have been.
Well, yeah, I sort of assumed that.
I don't know. I mean, at this, I don't assume anything about it.
I'm not assuming that either.
If it was the mock trial that made him do that, then he just needs to go get help.
I'm assuming nothing about this guy at the moment.
Me either. I'm Andrew. I'm not making that assumption.
And that is why I am against the Green New Deal.
No, I can't lay off this. I can't nod. I got to make a statement. Allow me to summarize.
I just mean...
And in conclusion...
I think he probably was like, I can't believe I'm getting away with this while I'm on the clock.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Which is wrong. And you run the risk of getting caught when you do stuff like that. And boy, he sure did.
Wonder how long they let him go before they said anything. Because I'd let it go. I'd let it go forever.
Can we just
be honest? If I'm on a Zoom call and that happens, I'm so mad at the first person who says something about it.
The first person who says, please stop. You're like, oh.
Come on, Karen.
There's a whole
Jeffrey
new...
Toobin was masturbating. For
Killjoy.
Love of God. How often is this going to happen?
There's a whole new YouTube trend.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. It's not as bad.
It's making a statement.
It's not as bad, but it's people hacking in to Zoom call meetings
in
classrooms and
hacking in.
Stop.
And
like either cussing or being, you know, really like being really racist or being really like sexual.
Sure.
Or a guy who there's like a young guy who's got a whole YouTube channel based on hacking into high school or college Zoom classes where everybody's on the screen and smoking pot, hitting his bong and trying to get the class to shut down.
Mm.
So the teacher will be teaching, his little square will pop up. He's smoking, blowing smoke in the camera. If he can't get the teacher's attention, he'll start talking like, oh, teach. Where'd we get this from? It's hard. Like, just, and his whole thing is, how long can I get away with this until they shut down the, right?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, like a prank phone call.
Possible?
It's actual harassment.
Right. Like, is that, should he be able to make
no.
a YouTube career out of that?
To me, that's similar to when people are like, I just beat up that homeless guy as a prank.
Yeah.
You know, and they put it online. They're like, it's a prank channel, bro. It's a prank. Like, no, you're harassing people. You're being awful. You're disrupting
Jeffrey
these people's
was just beating
class.
Up his homeless guy.
He was just pranking. That's all Jeffrey was doing.
They're going to love this.
I can't wait till they see my statement.
I'm making a statement.
Making a statement really by Sue Thomas.
What was I supposed to do? They cut out all the foreign policy parts of the debate.
I love that. All four of us at the same time were like, what statement was he making?
Well,
I get what she's saying.
Thank you. You don't want to delve further into that.
He thinks he's a big deal who can get away with doing stuff like that during work.
Exactly.
Agreed, but that's not you're not making a statement, though.
That's, well, that, statement yes.
that's the statement he's making.
Making a statement to yourself.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, he thinks I'm above all of you.
Yeah. Right. I just
you can't see me doing this.
Jeffrey Toobin living in his $10 million mansion. Like, I'm Jeffrey Toobin, and I'm about to prove it to all of you underlings.
Right.
They won't even know how.
They won't even know.
So do you believe that it was a time crunch issue and that was the only time he could get that done?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Because those are really
no.
the two options. It's either do it while you're working for a reason or do it later like a normal person.
Right.
Yeah, there was definitely a reason.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Making a statement to himself is the right way to say it, I guess.
We got hit by the right Gap ad. Never know. I'm just saying. Not a doctor.
He's really.
What's his night like tonight?
Maybe he's really into foreign policy.
I love that they waited to roll that part of the story
out.
He's
a master.
Right.
Like, why did they release more information? Why did they?
Well, even the story I read. Too late for a family alert, but it gives the first story. Then there's an update. It tells what he was doing. And at the bottom, in bold italics, it says, this story was updated once we learned about the masturbation. Some editor at the New York Times had to type that in on the article.
I believe it was Vice is the first place that I saw have further details. So I think they published further details, and then all the other publications were like,
you
yeah,
had to know that
men.
That's what it was.
Well, but what did the source do? Were they like, he showed his penis, that's all I can tell you for now, and then hang up? Like, you probably knew the whole story right away.
Woodward, Bernstein, get on this.
Don't ask me more questions.
Yeah.
What was he doing with it? I'm not going to talk about it.
No further questions, Your Honor. I
does he have dinner tonight? Does he sit down with the family? Does he order KFC? Does he just throw up the whole night? What do you do?
That is an excellent question. Like, how does he spend the, like, it's got to be like obsessively Googling his own name and obsessively searching himself on Twitter and just being miserable about it, which, you know, is not a bad thing, I think. I think maybe he could use a lesson in humility.
How would you handle it? Would you just say, let me be on television tomorrow. I'm just going to talk about it. I'm just going to apologize and move on. Like Chris Wallace, it's different between
my fortune
and just go away.
Yeah. Me too. I don't know how you can do anything else. Jeffrey Toobin can move to a very nice cabin, isolated in Montana, and want for nothing for the rest of his life. He's got millions of dollars.
I have to go on GoDaddy and see if Lubin Tubin's available.
And yes, he could he's got millions. Just disappear.
I don't know though. Does that really make up for it? Like next week when you wake up and you're like, I'm retired. I went out on my own terms.
No.
Like for the rest of your life,
you
you're that guy.
Yeah.
I think he has to try to come back. For his own ego.
Maybe, but he it's not going to work, and
I don't know. It's Pee Wee Herman came back.
Yeah, but that was different.
Pee Wee Herman wasn't in a
dark theater
in a meeting. He wasn't.
He did it the right way.
He wanted to get caught. Actually,
I mean, if you're gonna
he did
do
it with class, okay?
No.
There is levels if you're gonna do it.
And Pee Wee Herman definitely didn't come back at the level that he was at. It was a little bit of a, and he was at least
in a non-official capacity.
Yeah, in a non-official capacity.
Fred Willard's up here.
Not
Louis C.K. is down here.
Not in a meeting
Tubin's
with coworkers.
Here and Pee-wee's here.
What did Fred Willard do?
He was doing that in a porn theater and got caught.
Fred?
Yeah, Fred Willard. Yeah.
Fred?
My Fred?
Freddy.
How?
Not my Fred.
Okay.
Are you putting him up here as in he's not as bad as Louis C.K.?
Yeah, like those are two very different levels of
So he's the
He's the high bar.
He's your MVP.
Yeah, he's the high bar. He's the
now,
aspirational
Dave,
if you're going to do it.
You've asked a great question. Does Tubin need to apologize to us? I don't think he does.
I don't need an apology.
I don't need an apology. I would love an apology from Louis C.K. because I'm a fan of his, and he has handled the whole scandal terribly this whole time, no pun. But Jeffrey Toobin, I think, just owes an apology to his coworkers who
agreed
had to see
he
that.
He apologized to his wife and his family, which of course you do.
Sure. It's a nice thing to do. And he should also apologize to the coworkers.
Everybody, yeah. Yes.
And he should just disappear.
Vanish. Yeah. Move to Juneau, Alaska, where no one even has internet, and just
go
hide.
Go off in Toobin the night.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was just picturing it.
Right. Yeah. Playing okay. It over in your head.
Yeah.
So
write another book about OJ.
Yeah, that'll be his comeback.
Yeah, there you go.
Were, Dave, you were simulating a debate, if you will.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I feel good about my chances of getting that Edward R. Murrow Award now. Mm-hmm. Covering the Toobin story. Mm-hmm.
Well, we know he's not going to get it.
Spot news.
That's right.
We got this.
You can get a Pulitzer.
Everything's a joke. Okay.
Everything's a joke.
Okay. Our boss, Steve, yelled at us today because we play too many games.
Well, now we're supplementing those games with Toobin content.
Yes,
so
we are.
That should make him happy.
Steve, don't you wish we'd been playing a game the last 40 minutes?
TubeCon. That's what they call it. TubeCon.
TubeGate.
All right, let's take a break.
Back to commercial.
Rach put together a report card.
Yes.
Of
classic television shows.
Ooh.
Think things that you would catch on TV land. Even though I don't know what's on TV land nowadays. It seems
okay, Andrew.
It seems like they have some original content
good
going
start.
On. But think, my TV land from
think television
a child.
Shows from the 50s and 60s. I don't know if these shows are from the 50s and 60s.
No, I mean like TV land has like a no. Hilary Duff show or
yeah.
something.
TV gotcha. Land has, is
not
trying
Lizzie
to get
McGuire.
In. TV land is trying to get in on like the golden age of TV. They've been doing this for a while and it's weird.
Think
like
the
they've got reality
baseball
shows.
Players that ever played the game. I don't know. Maybe these are football players.
These are shows that would have been on TV land when I was a little girl.
Got it.
So first off, let's start with I Love Lucy.
You were little in the 50s?
TV
you,
land.
You look amazing. You said these are shows that would have been on when I was a little girl.
On TV,
on TV
land.
On TV
when
land.
When
she did say on TV
girl.
Land.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
On TV land.
There was a
7
qualifier.
Years ago.
Let's see.
I Love Lucy.
I know I'm supposed to love this show, but it was slightly. It was
well. You're supposed to love Lucy.
Why are you supposed to love this show?
I don't know.
It's called I Love Lucy.
Everybody,
everybody
is supposed to love.
You
this
think everybody
show.
Looks at you and is like, "There's somebody who loves."
Not
I love
in this
Lucy.
Room. I just think people in general.
There's a Lucy lover.
Are very
I've
hardcore about
one.
It. But I maybe. Coming after the time that it was super
Man,
popular.
Have you ever seen the one where the chocolate's on
yeah,
the conveyor
Yeah, I just
belt?
Don't find it hilarious.
I'm with you, Sue. I remember watching it as a kid. I could not tell you the plot of one of them other than like the wine stomping and the chocolates.
Right.
And I remember not liking it and not really thinking it was funny. I know that's sacrilegious
yes.
to a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
Maybe I would feel differently if I watched it now. but it's not my favorite.
Me neither.
What do the boys think?
Yeah.
I agree. I think it was, I mean, it was the first at something, so obviously it's going to be iconic, and Lucy made weird faces, but I didn't like it that much.
I think it's really great. I think Lucille Ball made, like, great advances for, like, women in comedy. I think it was a really influential show.
High roadness.
Oh, my God.
He's high roading
virtue signal
somebody
much?
Is woke.
I got to high road you about Lucy here for a second, guys.
We're not talking about her as a person. We're talking about the show.
Yeah, I'm saying she did that through the show.
I get that. Do you like the television program?
The dude with all the tubing jokes is now lecturing us on how to be feminist.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to hate all these shows because I think they're all stupid and bad. But this one, if you're going to grade it on that scale, it's got to be like an A or an A plus.
What do you think, Tones? Well,
B, C.
Mm-hmm. I think B is very fair. And she can always move down.
Yeah.
But I mean, because, I mean, it is one of the most popular things ever. I mean, hold on, let me make an edit here. Let's keep going and I'll figure it out later.
You're living out loud today. We're hearing your every thought.
Next up, The Andy Griffith Show.
A plus.
Love it.
Absolute F. Oh my God. I forgot you.
Andrew, you're just wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I forgot you
it's
people.
So
that
great.
Show is so stupid.
Oh. A plus.
What's so stupid about it?
God almighty. It's just Andy Griffith himself. He wasn't funny. He wasn't interesting.
He was funny.
The only interesting character was Don Knotts, and that's because he was a goofball.
He was funny too.
You understand television shows, right?
It was like this foil or something. It was like he was there to create comedy for every...
Goat's going to eat dynamite.
He put the whole stupid show on his back because no one else was doing anything. That does not a good show make. Urkel does not make Family Matters a good show.
It did not advance feminism one iota.
Yeah, darn it.
Well, I love Andy Griffith.
Yeah, it did.
And Andy was in two absolutely legendary television programs. Where are my Matlock fans at?
Oh, right here.
Yes.
Right here.
Okay, next up, The Twilight Zone.
A plus.
A plus.
Yeah, A plus.
All right, looks like it's going in A plus right, next then. To Andy.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sue, what do you think about Twilight
I've
Zone?
I've never really watched it, so I don't know.
Next up, I can't believe I forgot to initially put this on the list, The Three Stooges.
Oh, I hate it.
Not a fan.
Hate it.
Yeah, I feel similarly to my dad loves the Three Stooges and has so much like merch from them, I guess you could call it. And I liked it, but I know this is the point, but it's the same jokes every episode. And yeah. I didn't like the way they hurt each other.
I didn't either. I didn't either. But it's kind of a guy thing. Do you guys like it?
It's a love it or hate it thing, I feel like, because there are the people who are like really into it, or you're at best noncommittal. I'm noncommittal. I don't think it's terrible, but I mean, I could put it in C or D easily.
Don't like Andy.
I
Griffith.
Love Three Stooges.
Of course you do. It's a male thing.
Then let's average it out.
You want to see? What
I'm fine with
do?
B or C.
C's fine.
Okay.
I mean,
let's put it in C. Yeah. And there's only going to be two per category, so let's keep that in mind for A plus. We can always move stuff, but next up, Bewitched.
F.
New rule. If your vote is F, wait later to let your opinion be known.
What is your
You're
issue?
You're starting
with
off
old
on such
shows.
A negative foot.
He doesn't like any of them except I Love Lucy, which he also doesn't like, but it's yay for feminism.
I like Twilight Zone. That's the only one on this list I have any kind of so far.
I watched Bewitched. I guess later when it was in reruns and it was okay and we only had three channels.
I thought her mom was hot.
But yeah, did you?
I was going to say she was so pretty, but Dave's into the
mom.
Of course. She had a lot of eyeshadow and she was mean. It's my kind of woman.
Are you thinking of the ants from Sabrina?
Oh, goodness.
I'm positive he's not thinking of the ants from Sabrina.
No, 100% not.
Okay. I'm like a B, but... I could see it being lower.
C or D.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. D or F.
Let's put it in D for Bewitched.
Yeah, I was just going to say D for Bewitched.
Next up, hold him under the water until he's dead. Gilligan's Island. Little throwback.
Where did that come from?
Something with Wiggins.
Oh, okay.
It was like a whole show. I think... I don't remember the bit,
I don't remember this at all. I was like, God, Rachel really wants to kill the
drowning Gilligan.
Rachel really wants to kill the little buddy.
What do you think, B?
I mean, it's so dumb, but I loved it.
I liked it, too.
B?
It was frustrating that, you know, they couldn't use the basic logic to get off the island over and over again, but it was a very entertaining show.
Yes. A or B? It's not an F.
I'm A or B.
I'm B.
Let's put it in B.
Let's put it in B.
Next to Lucy. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have the Beverly Hillbillies. I love the Beverly Hillbillies.
I liked it, but it was stressful. There's a lot of drama.
Just because of like the classism?
No, that didn't bother me.
No, it was when Granny would.
There's just too many shenanigans.
Smack him over
and
the head
hijinks.
With a cane. That was the problem.
They did a TV movie, I feel like, in the 90s of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah,
starring Ernest.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Ernest? Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Didn't that scare you? Ernest goes to.
Ernest Scared Stupid?
Yeah. That one was scary.
Ernest Scared Stupid was actually a little scary. We
As
should
a
do a
6-year
old,
I was not analyzing the. Man. Such a difference between the poor people from the South and the rich people in the
Seems
North.
Seems like the other people in Beverly Hills are looking down on the Clampets.
I was more worried about her falling off the
I also had a girlfriend in that show, Mrs. Hathaway.
Don't tell me. Oh, Mrs. Hathaway. All right. I would say C.
Rachel said, because of the classism.
That was great.
Me too. We should do a report card of Ernest movies. That'd be fun.
So are we saying C for the Hillbillies?
Yeah, Tony, do you have a thought?
Okay. C for the song alone.
I'm not a big fan. I wasn't into it.
All right.
So C, D was fine with me. C is fine.
Next up we have the Addams Family. I chose them instead of the Munsters, but we can...
I've never seen a single episode.
I don't
because
think
I was
I
a Munsters
either.
Kid.
Which one had your boy, Butch, that you
The Munsters.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see it either. How about that?
Wow. I watched both. Am I the only one that watched both?
You're not the only one, but you're rare. I think that most people chose.
You picked a side.
Yeah.
There's like Star Trek, Star Wars.
There's Addams Family movies from the 90s, too.
I'll be honest with you.
Funny.
Addams Family was too smart for me. It had more subtle humor, whereas Munsters were the Munsters.
They're spooky
you know.
And they're kooky.
All right. It sounded like an F because no one watched it.
I'm like you. I watched both.
Did
and
you
I
like
and
it?
I and I liked them both okay. They were neither one were my favorite.
Yeah. Right.
Which one supported feminism more?
Good question.
Probably that.
Well, Andrew's
he
answer.
Has an answer. Okay.
Well, I was going to say Munster. Well, no, I guess it would have been Addams.
Let's put it in D since Tony and I both liked it, but no one else has seen it or cares.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Next up, it's kind of started to run out. This is maybe a little outside of the era. Sanford and Son.
A.
A.
Totally an A.
Remember whenever you guys were like, can you do it, Rach? And I was like, sure. I've been waiting for my chance to be like Sue.
And he goes, can you do that? And he went, bum, bum, blah, it's like, no. Nah,
I've seen so many episodes of Green Acres because it's one of my dad's favorites.
Oh, my goodness.
Hated it.
Well, there's an
you didn't like it? Love it?
No, the dad was so mean to everyone.
Yep.
Highfalutin. Get divorced.
The wife wasn't one of your crushes.
Was
she was all like fluttery.
Haven't you
like,
seen my pattern? I mean, Mr. Haney would have been closer.
She seems like someone you would.
She was whorish. You're right.
What was the song? Was that the do 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 pop pop?
Yeah.
Was
yep.
Green Acres.
Yeah. No, Eddie Albert
Green
was
Acres
so mean. I couldn't watch him in anything else.
Yeah, I didn't like.
It was that era where it was like Mannix with Eddie Albert. I'm like, no.
Well, how was he mean? I've not seen the program.
He's just an ass.
I've not seen the.
Oh, wow. I just realized I didn't put enough shows in this category because I only have one left. Well, let's put Green Acres in F since everyone hated it. Next up, this is an A for me, The Little Rascals.
Which one?
The
old
Little
one.
Rascals.
Yeah,
the old one.
The series.
The series.
Sure. A plus.
I got to be A on that.
Surely we can all put together one more
Well, yeah. What's
show
one
that
more?
We all
I
hate.
Had the Jeffersons. And I crossed it out for Three Stooges. Again, kind
Racist.
Of outside of the era. Well, I was trying to fit with the era more.
Well, it could be Good Times.
Yeah, I like...
We're not just looking
what?
For
I
black people, Sue.
Well, that's
I
the
actually
only
did
I
not really
of.
Like Good Times very much.
I did. I liked old J.J. Walker.
I like
the Jeffersons.
Better.
Okay, put them on there.
Well, let's put Little Rascals in A, unless anyone has a problem with that.
Nah.
I think this is the segment we do that... has the biggest chance of just going off the rails.
Yeah, that's true.
People just lost in their own thoughts. Sue trying to find African-Americans in sitcoms.
What? I was even a stick of dynamite for Halloween one year. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
Better.
Why don't we drop everything down one on that right side.
I'm kidding.
And put Jefferson's at B and put.
You were really a stick of dynamite?
Yes, my mother made it for me.
Sounds good to me, Tony.
I don't want Twilight Zone to leave A+. That's
it's
the
not.
Best one out of all
nope,
these.
It's not.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, do whatever.
Did you have a fuse in your head?
Yes. I'm no rookie.
I'm telling you.
Since Mark was here on Friday, I will quickly tell this story. One of my favorite memories from the new building here was the day that Dave was watching Little Rascals clips on YouTube in the bullpen back when we were back there. And Mark stood behind him and laughed harder than I've ever seen him laugh. And I've seen him laugh very hard. And he was so happy that he was clutching both of Dave's shoulders. Like, Dave was sitting in the office chair,
oh,
and Mark was holding his shoulders.
Gosh.
It's 100%
true. Just laughing and laughing. And I'm like, this is special. This is a great moment.
He was
right
squeezing
here.
Them hard, and everything Stymie did just sent him off.
That's awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A few minutes shy of 6 p.m. It's almost dark. When does that change?
November 1st.
Perfect. Been a while since we talked about the Kardashians. Rach, got anything?
Well, Kim K is in the news right now because she is a part of David Letterman's new season of My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, and I will definitely watch her episode. She talked about her relationship with President Trump on the show for a little bit. David Letterman was apparently pressing her about, like, so why did you choose to work with President Trump? And Kim was like, look, I'm doing this work for prison reform, and I wanted to get clemency for Alice Johnson, who is a great-grandmother who was serving life in prison for a first-time drug offense. And I was going to do anything I could to help this woman. Before I went to the Oval Office, everybody called me and said, this is going to ruin your career. Don't do it. And she did it anyway. And Alice Johnson is out of prison. She actually just spoke at the RNC a couple weeks ago for President Trump. And then David Letterman was like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess all of your good work that you've done has outweighed all the bad things that President Trump has done. And he was pressing her and trying to speak poorly of him, and she absolutely refused to do it. He brought up, you know, and this is reportedly, I don't think the episode is out yet. He was trying to bring up all these examples of why President Trump's a bad guy. And Kim would just say, I understand that, and refuse to engage. So I guess my point is, Kim Kardashian has this reputation that she earned, but she has also taken that reputation and made something of herself. She has hundreds of millions of dollars now. This woman is so much smarter than the average person thinks she is. And she's demonstrated through that interaction that she's a diplomat. She's willing to work with people to get things done. Good things. I mean, this is very valuable to have someone with her level of fame working for prison reform and working to get people out of prison that shouldn't be there. We talked last week about how she went to the Oval Office again and they showed President Trump on the Kardashians. She's a woman who could just easily sit back and sell her shapewear and post Instagram selfies, but instead she's deciding to study to be a lawyer. And doing all this work and putting her, because you know how people are with celebrities, if they're affiliated with Republicans or Trump in any way, they can face tremendous consequences for it. She has decided not to care and to move forward, and it's not affecting her because she's doing the right thing. And she's also someone who, this past summer, when her husband, Kanye West, was going a little nuts and saying horrible things and lashing out, she had every right in the world, and I think every single person would have supported her if she would want to distance herself or leave him, and she stood by him and had this amazingly classy, perfect response and has supported his recovery since then. So all I gotta say is people may hate Kim K. They probably have an idea of her in their heads. She's a lot smarter than you think.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more to her than you think. It I was really impressed.
That's great.
It also makes me think of the how much is in your control. For example, Kirstie Alley, who will be on Hannity tonight, came out and said something good about Trump, and she's being attacked for it. So then she's hitting people back. Just don't engage. First of all, I don't understand. I do understand it. But just like voting for the Libertarian candidate, I don't believe is throwing away your vote. I believe Kirstie Alley should be able to go on social media and say, I support the president without getting eviscerated. I think Dwayne Johnson should be able to go on and say, I'm supporting Biden without taking a bunch of crap. And good for Kim Kardashian. You know, she, first of all, like with Letterman, why did you work with him? Because he's the guy in the Oval Office.
Yeah, why am I on your show right now? Because you're the guy giving me the interview.
Yeah.
You have a platform that I want to use, so of course I'm going to do it. What am I going to let Alice Johnson rot in prison because I don't want to look bad by having a conversation with Donald Trump? What a crazy question to even ask.
Mm-hmm. It just goes to show the depths of the hatred that Letterman has for Trump.
Yep, it does.
Yeah. And that gets off-putting, even if you agree with him, when you're just so obsessed with one thing and you're like, you're making it your mission. Here's somebody that's worked with the president who's cool, quote unquote, and the, you know, one of the cool kids. And I'm going to get her to say something bad about the president. And when she doesn't bite, I'm going to keep trying.
Yeah.
I'm going to get her to say something bad about the president.
Yeah.
Like,
and why would you do that?
You're an unbelievable interviewer. You don't have to obsess on that one point.
And to put her in that position of trying to get her to say something negative that could potentially damage a future relationship and damage the chances of more people getting clemency, like, well, that's kind of evil, in my opinion. Like, to keep fishing and keep fishing and keep pushing. What's your end goal? To get her to be like, you know what? I actually hate that guy. And then the relationship is over? What's the point?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.